his co-op, and we got to get going quick because he and I were talking about zymescence and inflammation, and it was so interesting that I stopped him, like, hold it, we have to share this information with our listeners. So I'm hoping that I didn't interrupt him long enough for him to lose his thought. So we were talking about zymescence. It's a new breed of systemic enzyme blends, and we're going to tell you what that means in a minute. But the key point that we were talking about a minute ago was this sentence on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website. Systemic enzymes are the only non-toxic way of controlling inflammation of every type and from whatever reason, full stop. Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I was doing pretty fine until you hit me with this 140-mile hurricane in my face. But I think I can stand it. So I'm going to be a visual extrovert today. Let's see how people like it.
All right.
And so the point is this. When you say inflammation is behind every chronic, painful, suffering condition there is, period. Think anything that's got the itis or otis in its name.
Yeah.
Arthritis.
So if you're in pain for some reason and in your body, right?
And it's not a bullet hole.
And it's not a bullet hole. And yeah, it's like you're walking along and you're going like, oh, you know, my arm is, or my shoulders are really sore, and it's this kind of achy pain. I mean, they have commercials about it all the time, right? You put this...
Yep. Oh, yeah. Put your hand on your small of your back and go, oh.
Oh. So this inflammation, first of all, is not normal.
Well, it is normal for America, but it's not supposed to be there.
Right. Okay, yeah. So that's a good distinction. If you were a vibrant health being living the way our bodies were supposed to be lived in, you wouldn't be feeling this pain.
No.
And it's kind of like we could sort of say it's man-made, right?
Yes, it is man-made. It's you're creating it through your dietary and exercise habits.
And if you don't get enough sleep.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right.
Let me not forget that.
Well, that's why there's two of us here. So this to me is really cool. Like, because I have, like, I'm 50 odd years old, and I have like, oh, a little pain here. Or I wake up and I go, oh, you know, and everything else. And I'm thinking, that's kind of normal. I'm a 50 year old guy, and the idea that that's not normal is like paradigm shifting for me, because I'm thinking, if it's not normal, then I can do some small changes or big changes or some sort of change, and I can be back to feeling the way I did when I was like 20.
This is a big thing that you just said, and it's this. The age of a body is not dictated by chronology, it's dictated by function.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I think I said it elsewhere. When you fine-tune an engine, when you rebuild it, when you put all new bushings in it and piston rings and whatever else that has worn, it's going to run at full horsepower. It's going to give you top class performance.
Awesome.
And your body is like that. It's a self-balancing system that will always seek optimum, always seek equilibrium, always seek 100% function. But if it's getting poisoned by too much toxic inflow or lack of ability to remove the toxic byproducts of the metabolism, it's going to start choking itself in the same way as your engine will start filling with carbon sludge.
Right, right. So one of the ways that how do we fight this inflammation? I was going to talk about something else, but I realized we've got to get back to this inflammation thing. How? Because obviously, you know, inflammation. So to me, that's flame, right? Heat,
yes.
Pain.
Yes.
If it was a fire, I'd throw water on it. But it's in my body, so it doesn't matter how much water I throw on my body; it's not going to get into wherever my inflammation is. So, what can we do to control the inflammation or to remove the inflammation?
Exactly. Great points. So there are indeed four symptoms of inflammation. It's swelling, it's heat, it's pain, and it's redness.
Hmm.
So if it's on the inside, you will not see the redness. Sometimes you notice the swelling, sometimes you don't. Heat, sometimes you notice it, you know, like your icing your sore joints might help, right? Or icing your pulled muscles might help. But the pain is always the main indicator of that.
Right.
This is sort of like a subclinical inflammation that creates all manner of trouble. You know, like for instance, we have this cholesterol thing going on in our health care system where people are saying, cholesterol is bad, remove cholesterol. Well, actually, cholesterol is the sign of inflammation in your circulatory system.
So, oh, I see, okay.
You know, like the intersection is the most common place where a car accident happens, right? And yeah. A car accident is sort of like a heart attack. You know, I'm trying to draw the metaphor here, right?
Right.
So, you know, a heart attack is an event that's like tragic and bang and stuff went bad. And it's sort of like two cars hitting each other at an intersection. So the cholesterol, that's sort of like the stop sign by the intersection.
Yeah.
So when you take a prescription drug that's going to remove the cholesterol, you have taken down the stop signs.
Mm.
How exactly has it prevented your car accidents?
It's made it more likely, probably.
Possibly, even though maybe when people know that there are no stop signs anywhere, they will start driving a little more careful because that's important. However, what I want to say is this. The enzymes, the systemic enzymes, are the factors that are able to repair the damage that is done to the tissue through the inflammation. So it's the reversal of the damage. They are, as you say, controlling inflammation of every type for whatever reason. How do we... Well, there are, you know, there are two types of enzymes. I think we talked about it. There are the digestive enzymes that are used in digesting of the food that we eat.
Yeah.
And we need to intake those in abundance.
And those are living, like if you were just getting it from food, it would be living food. It wouldn't be cooked food.
Right, yeah. The cooking is the coagulation of proteins, which means that the enzyme itself is inactivated. You know, a food that's rich in enzymes will spoil fairly quickly because the enzymes are there to digest it.
Right.
And we slow it down by cooling it. You know, like for instance, enzymes are not active in temperature ranges outside of what we call room temperature. So when you put something in a refrigerator, you put it to sleep.
Right. Yeah, when slow it all down.
Yeah, when you put it into a freezer, you put it into a deep sleep.
Right.
So that's why your carrots will last, I don't know what, 4 or 5 days on the kitchen counter, and I don't know what.
Three weeks
in the crisper, and...
Almost forever in the freezer.
Well, years anyway, but there is such a thing as freezer burn and so on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the thing. If you can carrots, you preserve all of the minerals and all of the fiber, but none of the enzymes, because the canning boils them. It's a temperature treatment that actually kills the enzyme. Anyway, so we're on the topic of digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes allow you to decompose the food in such a way that it will take it apart into the component particles, the individual proteins. And these individual proteins then are passing through the brush border barrier into the bloodstream through the small intestine. So all of a sudden, you know, little bits of carrot become just the individual proteins like the vitamin A and vitamin D and this and this and this. So they all get into your bloodstream, into your liver. Your liver sorts it out and makes or helps build out of that whatever it is that your body needs to build, such as healthy muscle, healthy kidney tissue, or whatever needs fixing. a systemic enzyme is on the inside. You know, the barrier, you know, we said this before too, that your digestive tube between your mouth and your anus is really the outside within you.
Right. I remember the first time you said that, and I think I need to stop you right there so that our listeners can think about this for a second. When you think of your mouth, right, and you breathe in, and actually, or you put food in, and it's really outside of you, but it's inside your body. So it's the outside part of the inside of you.
Yeah, it's a tube within, but it represents the outside. Actually, if you were a plant, your gut would be your roots.
Right.
Because that's where the soil is. That's where the nutrients are.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, you know, you could consider the guts the dirty side within, right?
Yep.
And then the clean side, the sterile side, is once whatever gets through the barrier into the bloodstream, that's on the sterile side. You know, like when you cut somebody open, all of a sudden you're exposing the bits of the body that shouldn't be in contact with bacteria and, you know, the dirt.
Yes, exactly.
And that's where, you know, we're talking systemic. Systemic enzymes are supposed to get there and do their work there, in the blood, in the muscle, in the organs. And, you know, the studies go back a while. There have been some important studies made by Germans. For some reason, Germans have really made a huge contribution here. They started doing their research on animals, you know, animal-based enzymes like pancreas. Pancreas is an organ that is involved in a lot of enzyme production in your body, pancreas and your liver. And pancreatin is one of the most important enzymes.
Pancreatin?
Yes, pancreatin made by your pancreas.
Okay. What does that enzyme do?
Well, it's involved in many, many, many things. Primarily digesting things. You know, like your pancreas puts out an important enzyme called insulin.
Oh, yes.
And your insulin is the enzyme, or pardon me, what am I saying? It's a hormone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Slap me. Insulin is involved in regulation of storage of energy. People keep thinking that it regulates sugar, but its primary function is to put away reserves for bad times. So whenever your body thinks that it needs to put away stuff, it calls insulin, and insulin essentially makes you fatter. Because insulin is the thing that deals with carbohydrates. So the pancreatin is involved in that big time. I'm just looking at a quote by Dr. Wong, where he writes about Dr. Karl Ransberger, a German enzymologist. You know, Dr. Ransberger saying that the most important enzyme in systemic enzyme blend is not the one in the highest quantity, but the enzyme with the greatest ability to eat away fibrin or fibrinolysis.
What's fibrin?
Fibrin is the scar of the body. Fibrin is the, you know, it's the thing that makes your blood clot and make a scab in a wound. It's the thing that makes your stretch marks appear with that white line between the torn pieces of tissue. It's the thing that will grow after you cut yourself on your finger. It will be the scar, you know, the white line that will remain. It's the tissue that makes your arteries harder as you're aging. You know, the hardening of the arteries is done through the fibrin or fibrin.
Okay. So...
so whichever enzyme is most capable of at fibrinolysis.
So we want to have as little of this fibrin as possible.
we would like, well, we need to have it, you know, it's like that quick fix, you know, you cut yourself, you need something to patch it up darn quick.
Yes.
We love to have that fiber to do the job.
So that's kind of like I cut myself, I put a Band-Aid on so it stops, it does the job. But right. If I 5 years later I still have that Band-Aid on, I probably have a bigger problem.
Right. And so when you have plenty of enzyme, you will heal in such a way that there will be no trace of the previous injury. You'll repair it such that you could never even tell that there was an injury. But if you're acidic, if you're deficient in the enzyme, if you're declining in health, all of these things will show up. They will not heal away. You will carry these battle wounds with you.
So how does this tie in with the inflammation? I have more of this fibrin, I have more inflammation going on, is that?
It's the other way around. Your body is trying to somehow deal with the trouble, and it's putting fibrin where it's not supposed to be.
Oh.
I don't know, what is it? You know, like where your muscles get stiff?
Yeah.
They are being bound by fibrin.
So we
visualize a spider knitting its web or spinning its web, somehow tying things down, making it sticky, making it hold together, becoming more rigid rather than more flexible.
Right.
That's the function of the fiber. And that's where fibromyalgia, myalgia, myos, something to do with muscles. So you have pain in the muscles through fibrin. That's how fibromyalgia got its name. Anyway, so we have this time essence, this product that Dr. Wong formulated, and he's of course standing on the shoulders of these giants, these fellows that have done the research. Wong is really good with the fact that he is a medical doctor and he's a naturopathic doctor and a karate instructor and a sports medicine consultant. And so, you know, he is at the practical application. He's not in a laboratory where he's testing which enzyme will work, you know, 20% quicker than another enzyme. He's reading these studies and he's reading the particular research done by the laboratory-style researchers, and he's applying it in the physical world. And he's composing, putting together a musical piece, so to speak, an enzyme, a symphony of enzymes that's going to deliver the most impact. And there he is, you know. He says, I'm using undiluted, full-strength pancreatin. Big deal. Big, big, big deal.
And it's a big deal because...
If the effect it has on your body. When you eat this product, you only need 2 or 3 capsules instead of 20 or 30 of the vegetable-based only enzyme. Because he uses the two sides of it. He uses the pancreatin, which is original, proper animal-based pancreatin, in conjunction with the vegetable-based pancreatin. And there's an important balance, because some last longer but are weaker, some are faster but don't last as long, you know, or stronger, don't last as long.
Right.
Sort of like in a football team, right? Some are the linebackers, some are the running, whatever they're called, the receivers.
Right, right. Like, yeah, that's right. Everybody's got to have their job, and everybody has to do their job properly for the whole thing to work.
And for each of those jobs, there's a body type that's more suited to it, right? Like, it's really harder to get a 350-pound guy to run.
To be the running back.
That's the point, right? So we have different kinds of enzymes on the team here, but we have the whole team. We have the strong sprinter types, and we have the light, long-distance runner types, and all of it is present here in the formula.
Very
cool. And this is the, the topic would be the activation dose. how many of these enzyme pills or capsules does it take to kick up the effect? And it always takes a much higher dose of the vegetable-based enzymes to get it going.
A higher of the vegetable-based enzymes compared to
the balanced mix, such as this side essence.
Okay, I think I understand.
Well, if you understand, I'm sure we did it quite well. And so what I want to tell people is the following. Today, a fellow called me up and said, Martin, why should I take systemic enzymes? Or is there a person that would not benefit from systemic enzymes? And their reply is this. Your body will be grateful for any enzyme you give it, because it's deficient in the food, and it's deficient in a body that's already functioning at a, older than 25 years of age.
So if you're over 25, you need to be paying very, very close attention to this.
Right. But the point is that, people say, you don't need supplements. Everything you need is already in your food. Well, if you are harvesting your freshly grown produce from the organic, biodynamically treated, two-acre property just outside your door, then yes. If you're eating food that was grown, 1,000 miles away and trucked over and prepared or stored or whatever, all of those other words that we could put around it, then it is enzyme deficient. There's no question about it. So once your food is enzyme deficient, then you're systemically deficient too. So you may as well, if you have any aches or pains, you may as well reach in and grab some systemic enzymes too. How do I put it nicely? To wind back your odometer.
Nice way to put it. I like that.
Yeah. Take some miles off that old jalopy that you're driving right now.
Well, and that's something that really most of us just, we have this belief, right? It's like, well, you're 50-odd years old, you're 30 years old, you're 60 years old, like, too bad.
Yeah, you keep hearing from everybody else. Everybody's programming you to thinking that, well, that's just the way it goes. But yeah. That's not, that's learned helplessness. We are not helpless. We do have the tools only if you want to, we want to reach out and learn. Well, if you're listening to this, you have had the burning desire to find out about what's out there. Well, what's out there is really good.
It's awesome.
And yes, you can reverse signs of aging. Yes, you can reverse symptoms of inflammation. And you can remove the inflammation. Of course, this is a two-way street. Inflammation rises because of the input of toxins and lack of removal of the metabolic waste. So your detoxability needs to be always something that you're working on. Your toxin intake is something that you need to manage consciously. But even then, even if you have been thinning, in many ways, the systemic enzyme is sort of like a... what is that ticket called... leave jail free or something like that?
Yeah, get out of jail free.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
That's the ticket. Yeah, wouldn't you love to have a get out of jail free card?
It's not free, but it sure is available.
That's right. So, where is it available? Wasn't a set up for a question. I don't know what was.
life-enthusiast.com and head into brands, and the brand is WAM, WAM Essentials, and the product is Zyme Essence. And if you want to read more about the research that Dr. Wong has done, it's in articles articles by Dr. William Wong. He has done all this, well, you know, 20 plus years of research in this. He knows what he talks about. He does.
Yeah, he's a total expert in the field, that's for sure.
And you know, like previously, just so to fill it in, previously he was hired by World Nutrition to promote a product called Vitalzyme. And Vitalzyme is not a bad thing. You know, we sell a line of enzymes that are similar to that. The Zymetol that we have is the next generation after Vitalzyme. And it's a great product, too. It's a vegetable-based fibrinolytic. All I can say is that the Zyme essence, which is the balance of the two, is more effective.
Wow.
Oh, anyway, what I was meaning to say is that Dr. Wong was the hired spokesperson for World Nutrition, and he has been out there teaching people by the thousands about the importance of enzymes, about the the aging male body, what to do, how to do it. Dr. Wong has formulated a few other products. I'm just going to mention it in passing. And Kindle is his the enhancement of the libido. It's something that will help with the experience. It will not. It's not a Viagra-like thing that will just help the ED problem in a male. This is universal. It will help both men and women to simply enjoy the experience more.
Hmm.
And stabilized oxygen. Important, you know, if you want to have metabolic function, deliver oxygen. If your lymphatic system is sluggish, stabilized oxygen is one of the best ways to deliver oxygen to the tissue so that your metabolism can actually work.
Right, and that's very important.
Absolutely. If you're hungry, you're going to start become more and more lethargic and sluggish. I don't know if you've seen it, but people who are malnourished, they start moving slowly, they're always cold, and they become demotivated. That's what happens when there's not enough food, and it also happens when there's not enough oxygen. And we've been talking about oxygen transport a lot. You know, your lymphatic system loses its ability to transport oxygen as it becomes more acidic, primarily through the use of cooked proteins and other acidic habits like the smoking, drinking, sugar, blah, blah, blah. So if we inject oxygen, we at least buy ourselves some time. And the injecting, that's actually ingesting, you can add this stabilized oxygen to your drinking water and it will improve your oxygen transport and it will give you more energy. So your people out there who are suffering from the chronic fatigue, you can become chronically energized. Chronically energized bunny.
Chronically energized bunny. Wouldn't that be wonderful, eh?
I would take that bunny over chronic fatigue, I tell you.
Awesome. So if somebody wanted to find out more or maybe chat with you specifically about their situation, Martin, how could they do that?
Oh, yes, call us. It's 1-866-543-3388. We're here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific or 11 to 11 Eastern. Call us. We love to talk people. Two people.
Awesome. So thank you very much, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day. I know that you've been doing lots of great work today, as you do every day. And everybody, thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate your comments and your questions and your phone calls. And make sure you head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. We've got a link there to all of our past podcasts if you want to listen to them. In fact, the phone is ringing off the hook now. So we better get back to work. So thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you.